Let us pray. Lord God, in this dry and dusty place, pour out the power of your Spirit so that your word may blossom in our lives, through Jesus Christ, our way in the wilderness. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there. Nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Our gospel lesson comes from Luke, the first chapter, the 46th verse, the Magnificat. Here again, the word of God. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Bethlehem. Are you ready to use your imagination? Good. Then let us open our eyes and ears and hearts as we listen to the story of Christ's birth, as told by me, the innkeeper, who welcomed the Holy Family to this stable. Are you ready? Here we go. We will all begin by singing "Away in the Manger." While we're singing, I invite all of the animals to come forward and find a place in the stable. All the animals, come on up. overcome. Most of them. Quieter than normal. They often were noisy and never too formal. They always were eating or else they were sleeping. The stable required continuous sweeping. But on Christmas night, they were strangely in awe at the sight of the babe and all that they saw. It's as if they were aware that God had just hushed them, had fed and watered and carefully brushed them. They knew, I believe, that God had been able to work a miracle there in that stable. And this is how it happened. Mary and Joseph were a pitiful sight. So tired and so dirty, they gave me a fright. Sickly or dying, what was the matter? A room in the inn? Impossible chatter. My rooms are all taken, not one empty bed. There'll not be a room in Bethlehem, I said. But their eyes told a story of hunger and need. I couldn't avoid them, so I tried a good deed. I cleaned up the stable. Becky cooked up a meal. We helped all we could. At least that's how I feel. For we noticed that Mary was expecting, and soon. So we prepared for delivery right under the moon. The child came so quickly. His face seemed alight, as if God had shown God's presence so bright. Joseph said softly, "It's Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring to an end fear and hatred, darkness and sin. Instead, God gave light to let God's love in." Now, this is quite a story, isn't it? There's more. Something really amazing is about to happen. As we sing our next hymn, "Angels We've Heard on High," I'd like all of the angels to come to the stable. Angels, please come on up.
Thank you.
We don't often see angels in flight, but on that first Christmas they lit up the night. They appeared to the shepherds, and boy, were they scared. "Angels," cried one, "will any lives be spared? Are they here to destroy us? Is our time on earth up? Have we seen our last day? Have we drunk our last cup? But peace on earth, goodwill to all," was the angels' sweet song. That was their call. With a light show that dazzled all who did see, the angels hallelujahed and sang out with glee. "To Bethlehem, shepherds," the angels directed, "to see Jesus the Christ, whom God has perfected. Go worship the Lord and follow His ways, and you'll find Christmas joy for all of your days." How would you feel if an angel came to you with a message? A little frightened, maybe? That's how the shepherds felt, I think. And that means it is time for the shepherds to join the story. As we sing, "There's a Star in the East," I'd like all the shepherds to come to the stable. Shepherds, I told you, were scared and stunned. Too much hard work or too much hot sun. That's what they thought. That's how they explained, perplexed and afraid. They loudly complained, but the angel's song calmed them. And then they believed. They rejoiced when they knew, and they were quite relieved. They went to the stable and worshiped the Lord. Then they left and began to spread the good word. The news of Jesus' birth spread throughout the land, and wise people from very far away begin their long journey to meet baby Jesus. As we sing, "What Child Is This?" I invite all the wise persons to come to the stable. The star that shone brightly led wise persons at night to Bethlehem's stable, to the manger's strange light. They came bearing gifts in worship and love, praising God for God's wonders from heaven above. The wise men were kings, and they knelt on my straw. It was the oddest thing that I'd ever saw. If kings bring him treasure, then maybe you too can worship with pleasure the person of Jesus who came to us all. So worthy of praise, for he brings us God's call. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to God for healing from strife. Come unto me, all you who labor, and I'll give you rest forever to savor. Twas the very first Christmas, and there in the manger, the Christ child was born. It couldn't have been stranger. Shepherds saw angels, wise men a star. They came to see Jesus. They came from afar. They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to the earth to love everyone. He grew up in time, the Savior, the Lord, to be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored. So now at Christmas, we all take delight in the gift that God gave us through Christmas night. In the gifts that we receive, in the ones that we give, let us never forget it's in Christ that we live.